to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on The Unsolicited Opinion.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feel, and I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart, and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, I've a smile on my face. I walk down the lane with a happy refrain, just singing, singing in the rain. Dancing in the rain, yeah, 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 yeah. I'm happy again.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and this is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. How you doing today? I'm telling you, I was out almost singing in the rain. Not quite. I was walking in the rain, but I wasn't singing in the rain. But I was out walking in the rain this morning, and I made it to the Fern Park, and guess what? Good news. When I got there, I had two dogs with me, and I have two dogs, so it's a good thing. Today, I made it there with both dogs intact inside the Jeep, and I didn't leave one. I didn't leave one home anyway, so I figured I better go take a walk, maybe get, you know, a little rain on my brain and help wake up, get some of those cobwebs out that are in there half the time. And I'm telling you, as I was walking, I was thinking about it, you know, because a friend of mine called me last night, and she was at work yesterday, one of these sustainable development companies that's been hired to help enslave us, was there telling everybody how you're going to have to use less water and all this stuff. And of course, we know that, you know, you're not going to be able to, you know, the water that's on your land, like the puddle or something, or if you decide to put a barrel out there to gather rainwater, well, that's going to be illegal. So I thought, well, even I bet, you know, standing in the rain or walking in the rain, well, they'll be making that illegal too, you know. It's only a matter of time. I mean, you can see where these things are going with these commies, can't you? I mean, their playbook is, it's, you know what they're up to. You know what these pricks are up to. All you got to do is just use your imagination. Watch a little bit of Hollywood. Watch some of those movies. Take a look back in a history book. You know what they're doing. Only these guys really want to take out 85% of us, so they're going to think of all kinds of ways to do that, including the following, which, of course, Tony the Tiger, Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, and some of the other heroes of the cereals you and I liked to eat when we were kids. And, you know, I didn't need any more cereal or any less cereal because Tony the Tiger was on TV. I got news for you. But anyway, these schmucks, these commies, these food Nazis, well, they've got some new guidelines, and they want to demand that the makers of the cereals go along with their latest ideas of what's allowed to be in these foods, and you're not going to be allowed to advertise to kids under 18, because God forbid, you know, peanut butter is an evil thing. And in some of these foods that are on this hit list, now I'm not making this crap up, truly, you can't make it up. Some of the foods that are on this hit list include water, oatmeal, and lettuce. Now, last time I checked, oatmeal was good for your heart, lowers cholesterol. Well, we don't want that because we want to take out 85%, so you want as much heart problems as you could possibly get. Let's see, water, well, that doesn't have any calories at all, but having water does help keep you alive. And lettuce, well, that's like a fat-free food, isn't it? I mean, there ain't nothing going on with lettuce unless you throw a little blue cheese on it. That's about the extent of what you're going to get out of lettuce. But anyway, these are the new food guidelines that they've come up with. This is what they want to do now. Tony the Tiger, Count Chocula, they're all on their way out. Say, sayonara, Tony. Good night, Irene. You're all going. It's as simple as that. Now, I don't know about you, but I can figure out what I want to eat. And I think parents can figure out what they want to give their kids to eat, too. We don't need the government to tell us. Anyway, I have another great guest lined up, but I don't hear a thing. So I don't know. Clock's telling me we're in break. But I can't hear a thing.
That's 800-724-2719.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodney, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion, and I never heard the break because the music was turned entirely down, so I don't know how many of you heard what it was I was saying because I couldn't hear that we had gone to break, so that's why you have cue music, you know, to cue the host into the fact that we're hitting the advertisement time on the station. Anyway, I have another great guest lined up today, my usual weekly buddy who comes on and joins me, and we talk about the Constitution and all those other things, all those documents that these pricks who are in power love to ignore, and they do ignore them, don't they? Really. I mean, who would have ever thought that we would have people telling us, oh, well, you can't have sugar on your food, or they don't even want to have kids seeing commercials for peanut butter prior to age 18 because, ooh, no, baby, but let's see. Now, we can watch Janie Has Two Mommies in kindergarten, can't we? And we can pass out condoms to second graders. But God forbid if Tony the Tiger should make his entrance onto the stage. Oh, we don't want to corrupt these little kiddies now, do we? Oh, no, not at all. No, God forbid, right? Wow, what would Count Chocula be doing to him? Oh, no, can you see it? I can see it now. All these little fatties running around will have even more fatties if Count Chocula has his way, right? Well, how about the fact that these morons, these commies who are out there in our educational system, I say this time and time again, pull your kids out of these indoctrination camps before they're little zombies. How about in New York State? Remember a few months ago, I don't know if I was on RBN yet, and I might have just been on the other stations I was on. Remember when in New York State they wanted to outlaw dodgeball? Oh, because somebody's feelings might be hurt. Oh, no, you're not very athletically inclined. Oh, so we don't want to have a game where, like, they play dodgeball, huh? Ooh, that's a big crime. Or how about a jungle gym? Oh, no, we can't have that. Can't have the little kitties out running in the yard, can we? No, we can't have any of that stuff. Have you ever wondered why you don't see any of the jungle gyms or teeter-totters or any of the stuff that was around on a playground when we were kids? They're not out there. Nothing's in the schoolyard. How about all the schmuck lawyers who have sued schools? And how about the parents, all the people who are always looking for a free lot ride? Aren't there a lot of those in life? How about all the people looking for a free lot ride who want to sue at the drop of a hat? Here in Philadelphia, they've got cameras they've installed on all the buses that the whole transportation system has cameras, because the big thrill for people here looking for a free ride is to pretend that they're injured and sue, and of course they always settle, right? Your dollars are settling with, kids, because the transportation systems in this nation, other than you and your car, the railroads are not making enough money to pay their own way. The buses, they're not making enough money to pay their own way. So when all these lawsuits take place, John Q. Public is picking up the tab. So here we go. We got the government telling you Tony the Tiger, oh, he's got to go. And Count Chocula, there you go. And water's on this list. Oh, because you know what? You're not allowed to have as much water as you've been having, you know. It's just unfair. You do know that, don't you? Because that really is on the list. That's on the list. In fact, how much water they think that you should have is you should have no more than 5 gallons of water, that you don't have to walk more than 1,000 meters to retrieve that. Getting the picture yet? The normal average American uses 125 gallons of water a day. You see in the big picture here? So now they want to drop it down because it's just unjust. It's just unfair that you should have water and as much water as you want. Oh, no, we can't have that. Oh, no, no, no. It's just unfair. So they want you to have 5 gallons of water a day, and you won't have to walk further than a half a mile to get it. Are you listening, America? Do you see what it is they are doing? When will you stand up? I wish these people that are out there on Wall Street, unfortunately, most of them are young kids, and they've got their heads up their body orifices because they are all graduates. Most of them, I imagine, are, which doesn't mean a damn thing. A graduation diploma today means absolutely nothing. Now, somebody who graduated from college in 1950 or high school in 1950 knows a hell of a lot more. They knew more in second grade than these so-called graduates of high school do today, or graduates of our illustrious Ivy League institutions, which do nothing but indoctrinate the kids to hate themselves, hate their nation, and they want to overthrow and overturn everything, don't they? Yes, because they bought it. They bought the line that, ooh, the collective, baby. You got it. It's the collective that's going to make it happen for you. Yeah, yeah, just look around. Listen to some of the people I've brought on my show. How about Dr. Ileana Johnson Powell, who comes on my show with me routinely? How about what she has to say about how wonderful the collective is in her home nation of Romania? Yeah, the collective was a wonderful thing there. But these unwashed fools don't get it. And, well, it's our fault, really, that they don't get it, right? Because we haven't bothered to pay any attention. We didn't get it either. We just sat on the sidelines watching Sunday night football or Monday night football and eating our Doritos, and we had food in our bellies, so we didn't bother to pay any attention to what these people were up to as they slowly, stealthily, methodically have taken our country from us. So all that's left to do really now is for the fat lady to sing, right? Isn't that about all that's left to do? The fat lady needs to sing on this deal because we're not doing nothing. What are we doing? Even the people who recognize what's going on, they don't want to do anything about it. Nobody wants to get involved. Oh, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to jeopardize my livelihood. I don't want to jeopardize my, you know, my three hots and a cot. I don't want to take a stand. I don't want to take a position. I don't want to be counted. I want to just sit in the sidelines. I want to be in the background, you know. I'll do my thing, but it'll be in the background. I'm a little afraid to stand up and be counted. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're going to make great slaves. All of you who can't stand up and be counted, won't stand up and be counted, don't stand up to be counted, well, you are going to make good slaves. Now, you can pretend you're really doing something when in reality, you're doing nothing. All it is you're patting yourself on the back and you really do absolutely nothing. Because unless you're putting yourself on the front lines, you're doing nothing. Nothing. Because unless they realize how many of us are out there who are awake, who are not afraid to stand on the front lines, then they're going to win. Because they don't see you out there. You're not loud enough. You're not making enough noise. You're not doing anything. And you need to be doing something. You can't sit on the sidelines. Oh, you can. But they're going to take your water away from you. And guess what? You're not going to get any electricity to sit there and watch Monday Night Football anymore anyway. Ain't going to happen. It's not going to happen. If you can't picture, if you can't fathom, if you can't figure out and connect the dots what the future holds, then, well, you know, you got a couple of choices. Neither of them are good choices. Neither of them are good choices at all. So you got to make a choice, really. I'm looking here at something on the internet, and it says, Obama says all the choices we've made have been the right ones. Well, we know that's a lie. So now, what choices are you going to make, America? What choices will you make as they take your water from you, take your oatmeal from you, take your lettuce from you, take your heat from you, take your electricity from you, take your car from you, take your freedom from you? What choice do you intend to make? You better make it soon, because time is drawing nigh. And just like those sands in the hourglass, well, there's only a few grains of sand left. They about all run out. And if you can't see that, I don't know. I don't know. It's, I don't know. I hate to, I wasn't starting out this day feeling hopeless, but sometimes I am telling you, because there's just such indifference out there. There's such absolute indifference. How did we ever become such a nation of dolts, of sheep who are willingly led to slaughter? I honestly don't get it, because you know what? It's never been in my nature just to sit down and shut up and go along with the program. Piss off. Never been in my nature, and it isn't going to be in my nature. I'm not going to go along just to get along. I never have, and I never will. That's why you're an individual. You're supposed to stand up. You're supposed to speak out. You're supposed to say something. You're not supposed to just sit back and ignore it. That's not why you have a mind. You have a mind. You're an individual. You're not part of the collective. You're supposed to think for yourself. You're supposed to stand up and be counted. Have courage. Don't be a sheep. Don't let these people destroy your life. Don't let them do it. All it takes is you to stand up to be counted, and it won't happen. All it takes is some of the Americans, more of us, to stand up and be counted. Don't you get it? It really isn't that hard. There really are more of us than there are of them. But you got to show your face. You got to flex your muscles. You got to say, I'm going to stand shoulder to shoulder with all the other people, and you're not going to do it. You're not taking this down. Not without a fight. Listen, I'll be back. 3 minutes. Good time to make it.
you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more. Or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze Dry Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on the meat bucket special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And if you'd like to call into the show today, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Listen, everybody, I want to say hello to everybody who's listening on our latest station, which is KHFX, 1140 AM in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And I want to suggest to you, I highly suggest, I implore you, to advertise your business or service on a network that isn't afraid to tell the truth. Listen, the only way that we are going to win is if people stand up and be counted, and you need to do that. Advertise your business or service on this network. The number to do that, 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719. You can send us a letter via the U.S. Mail, 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can find us on Facebook, Republic Broadcasting Network. You can find us tweeting on Twitter, at RBN Live. Listen, call a number this morning, 800-313-9443. You can just send a donation to the network to help them pay the bills because they're standing up and telling the truth. And you're listening because you know that we're standing up and telling the truth. Simple as that. You're not hearing this out of Limbaugh or Sean Hannity or any of the other people out there who are being paid millions of dollars to hustle you. The only way you're hearing the truth is on a network like this network. Simple as that. Fact, not fiction. Now listen, I want to bring my guest on, and then I'm going to take the caller that's holding on the line. Hello, Bill Ryle. How are you today? William Taylor Ryle, my guest. How are you, Bill?
I'm doing great, Maggie. Good morning.
How you doing, kid?
Enjoying the rain.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I was too. Then they got a little upset over Tony the Tiger, you know?
I know.
So I had to have some Cheerios with a banana, just on general principle. And if I had a little Frosted Flakes, I would have had some of those too, but I used to like to eat them when I'm a kid, was a kid, but, you know, I don't fancy them too much nowadays. But anyway.
I eat my oatmeal every morning, so if they do that.
Well, that's on the list,
starve.
Bill. It's on the list. Everybody better stock up on oatmeal. You better stock up on peanut butter. Buy some sugar. I'm telling you, these commies are coming. Stand up now. Got the time to stand up is now, Bill, isn't it?
It is. Long past time. But
yeah,
now's better than tomorrow.
Yep. Hey, listen, Bill, before we get into whatever we're talking about, which will be whatever we end up talking about, there's no set agenda here today. I've got a couple callers, so let's grab these callers, and let's go to Kevin in Australia, West Australia, to be exact. What latitude, what longitude, Kevin, do you know?
No, Maggie, I don't know.
I don't know where I am either, so who cares?
And next time I speak to you, I'll let you know.
Okay, please do that. Will you please? I'm taking notes here, so. What's going on, Kevin?
Well, you're hitting home runs this morning, Maggie, that's for sure. And be counted is something that's very important. In fact, you know what? Jesus stood up and he was counted.
Yeah, he was, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. And all of them, all of the Jesus followers stood up and they were counted. I mean, they were killed as well, but except for one of them, who was put on an island to die of old age. But all down through history, people have stood up, and that's probably the most important thing that you can do. You know, on the Republic website, there's a video of a black gentleman who is obviously a member of the U.S. military.
Oh, I watched that, yeah, in New York City, yelling at the police.
No, I don't know that he was,
I mean, he was yelling, but I'm not yelling as talking loudly. I'm not saying that in a derogatory way. I'm just stating a fact. He was talking loudly, which I've been known to talk loudly on occasion as well, and people say I'm yelling when I'm not. I'm just talking loudly.
That's it. You know, you could expect exactly the same kind of a sermon at any decent church that was, you know, telling the truth. I mean, sometimes the preacher gets animated, and if he's on a roll and he's giving it to the people and actually presenting them with the truth, well, he was hammering it home. And this guy, the cops were dumbfounded, because what could they say? What he was telling, what he was actually saying to them was absolutely true. Why are you harming my people? The guy's been to, I think it was Iraq he said that he'd been to, which evidently he's done two tours of duty. Now, I'm against the war anyway, so I won't support him on that. But as far as he's concerned, he's over there doing something that he believes is protecting, you know, his American citizen family. And you can't knock the guy for that. And he was actually, everything that he said, the cops couldn't really debate him on it. It's because it was true. You know, all they could do is pull their gun out. I guess they could shoot him. But if they did that, boy, that would go down like a lead balloon. And you know what? He had the support of everybody that was around him. Everybody that saw what was going on, they all patted him on the back and gave him a hug, because they probably wanted to do it themselves but didn't have the guts to stand up. But he did. And all it takes is one guy to stand up like that, and the others, you know, the onlookers say, hey, hang on a second.
Hang on, Kevin, because we've got to go to break art in Philadelphia. We'll take your call soon, so don't go away. We'll be right back, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden, and this is Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is an important message from hempusa.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Extend your life.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Everybody, this is the Unsolicited Opinion. The call-in number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And Kevin, are you still there?
Yeah,
hello,
Maggie?
Kevin.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
finish.
I'm on my last sentence now. Just a bit. George Washington stood up. Thomas Jefferson stood up. These are only just a couple I've thought of. Just as I've been waiting in the break. Huff stood up. John Calvin stood up. Martin Luther stood up. The prophet Daniel from the book of Daniel in the Bible, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they stood up. You know?
Yes, I do.
God expects us to stand. You don't have to go and take a machine gun and start shooting at them to stand up. You can stand up and say no. You know? No. It's only just a two-letter word. N-O means no. And that's what it takes. No. And that's what this American soldier did. He stood up and he said, "You are harming my people," which was the truth. "Why are you doing this? It's dishonorable," which was also the truth. And you could see the faces on the young cops. They didn't know what to do because everything he said was hitting home in each of the guys' conscience.
I agree.
He was hitting home runs, but they didn't have an answer. In the end, they just pretended he wasn't there and walked around him, but they wouldn't touch him. And I'm sure the reason why they wouldn't touch him is because they could see that, you know, he's an honorable man. What can we do to him? Can we beat him with a baton?
Are we
the same as some other country that does that sort of thing? I mean, you know, where does it stop? It just takes a certain number of people to say no, and then everybody will think, well, you know, that's right. We should not let these guys get away with it. They work for us. We don't work for them. In fact, the way it's set up at the moment, they work for the big bankers. They don't work for the people.
No, I know. They don't at all.
That's how it's supposed to be.
I agree.
Maggie, I will get off and let your next caller on, and thank you, Maggie, for doing a good job and keep up the good work, and God bless all the listeners, and, you know, it's going to be a long fight, but don't give up.
No, I agree with you, Kevin. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it. Let's go to Art in Philadelphia. Hi, Art.
Hello, Maggie. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go right ahead.
I wanted to bring up 2 points, one on a local southeastern Pennsylvania election, and two is on the communist issues in our schools. The local election, we have in what they call Montgomery County a candidate running on the Democratic ticket, Josh Shapiro. Josh Shapiro is a hard Zionist. I've seen him firsthand at a League of Women Voters issue. We ranted and raved that he wanted to...
You know what? Honestly, Art, I don't think most people who aren't in this area care about this local politician. Do you?
I would hope not, but he's trying to get elected.
I know, but the network reaches... Obviously, the last caller was from Australia. I don't know how much he cares about this local politician who doesn't mean a hill of beans to most everyone.
All right, then let's go to the education issue. You were talking about... you know, there's a big issue with the Annenberg Institute introducing communism into our schools through the Annenberg School Reform Institute, the No Child Left Behind program, which is right here in southeastern Pennsylvania. They also run Learner. You've seen Learner going into schools there. So if you want to know who's actually putting communism into our schools, it's Radnor, Pennsylvania, with the Annenberg Institute. Now, to protest them, the National Constitution Center, set up by Walter Annenberg and the Annenberg Institute, is basically a front for organized crime. The most precious document of the United States is held in the National Constitution Center by organized crime, the Jewish mafia communists that you're talking about, that are educating our kids. So any ideas about putting up a protest there to let the people know what they're actually supporting when they go into the National Constitution Center?
Well, I think it still makes sense to go into the National Constitution Center to find out what's in there, don't you think? You think we should avoid that place? I've been down there. I've been down at Independence Hall. I've been at Betsy Ross's house and Ben Franklin's grave. And so don't you think you should still go into these places, or you should avoid them entirely?
No, what you're saying is fine. I'm saying specifically the National Constitution Center, which is privately held by the Annenberg Foundation, is nothing but a front for the Jewish mafia communists that you're raving about. Walter Annenberg's father was Raymond Man Capone when they set up the National Crime Syndicate in Atlantic City. As a matter of fact, Anne Citron, which is his wife, which was the front for having that meeting, actually lives in this area, by the way. I don't know if you knew that or not.
No, I didn't.
Okay. You also have Jack Ruby's brother's nephew. Jack Ruby's brother, his son, his nephew, lives here. They're all over the place. And this,
well, there's, yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. There are people all over the place, Art. And so what do we do?
All right. What I would do is, if you want, I would say, is there a way to organize a protest at the National Constitution Center to inform people there's what we're saying is to preserve the Constitution. We would not have the Annenberg Institute, which basically was set up by organized crime, holding one of our most precious documents of this country, and then having people going in there, getting educated by these communists that you're talking about, walking into that specific building. The other one's Independence Mall.
Let me ask you a question, Art. What have you done to organize this protest? Have you done anything?
Yes, I have. I've been down there protesting.
Okay. All right. Have you gotten anybody to join you to go down there?
I've gotten a couple. Not much. If they want to do End the Fed, I mean, these guys are directly, coupled in with that End, they understand the Federal Reserve Bank, which is almost the Philadelphia branch, is almost right across the street from this place. And it's like, you know, they're bringing in people all the time to the busloads, you know, to see that situation. And I think they need to be aware of what they're actually walking into.
Well, other than people telling them, Art, I don't know how you you can't do any more than that. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. Why don't you send me some document that says that the Annenbergs own this, would you, please? You have my email address. Shoot something to me. All right, Art?
What's your email address real quick?
Go to RBN and you'll find it on there, okay? I'm going to move on to another caller, and then I'm going to bring Bill into this conversation. In fact, Art, if you go to Republican Broadcasting Network, you can find it under show hosts. Bill, you got any comments? And I want to take Johnny in New York.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of misinformation that's obviously been engineered for a long, long time, at least 150 years. And I think one just has to look at the presumption that this country was founded by the Constitution on September 17th. And that's what we celebrate as Constitution Day. That's absurd. The document left the convention. It was a great document, but it was just a piece of paper at that point, and it wasn't until the ninth state, New Hampshire, ratified the conventions of New Hampshire, ratified it on June 21st, 1788, that it became law, and it didn't go into force until March the 4th, 1789. And we are taught generally that this country started in 1789. There's so much misinformation. And then, of course, the Bill of Rights was finally ratified on December 15th, 1791, to complete the original Constitution. I think its education is so important. And there's some education available in the Constitutional Center in Philadelphia and other places. Clearly, this the city was a very, very important place for the founding of this country, but it was a much different place then, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'd say so.
And
yeah, you can say that again.
And the men and women who lived there were different. The men who made up the convention were different, and they were learned. And we need to go back to those original principles that are so well documented, particularly here in Pennsylvania. So that's my encouragement, education, and then armed with the truth. What did John 8:32 say? You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Yeah.
All right. And then stand up, as Kevin was saying, and put your light, your little light, up on top of a hill, and it's going to be seen a long way. Again, that's biblical. Take it out from under the basket.
Yeah, there you go. A candle loses nothing of its light by lighting another candle, does it?
That's right.
Anyway, Art and Philly, I'm assuming you're probably still listening, so make sure you send me some of that documentation you have there, Art. I would appreciate it. Let's go to Johnny in New York. Hello, Johnny. How are you?
Yes, good morning there, Maggie. You know, it's
hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Go right ahead, John.
Okay, thank you, Maggie. First time listening to your show. You know, it's so important. This gentleman, Bill, talked about education. I have a quote in front of me from Thomas Jefferson about education. It says, "Enlighten the people generally, and tyranny and oppression of the body and the mind will vanish like evil spirits at the dawn of day." You know, this is what we have to do. We have to educate ourselves. We have to educate our neighbors. And how do we go about this? Because there is definitely a plan, the Rex 84, and now there is a showdown between the people. And how we do this is there's many ways. You know, Rockefeller talked about, you know, it would have been impossible to develop their plan if the world had been subject to the lights of the publicity.
Right, right.
And we won't get into the whole quote there, but a good idea, I think, is if every person would print 50 flyers each weekend and distribute it 40 weeks out of the year, that's 2,000 houses that we could next to our neighbor. And it's a great way to educate people. And you could just say, hey, listen, what do you think of RX REX84? Or what do you think about Building 7 in our conversations? And let people start to do their own investigation. There's another way. We can boycott. You know, some of the most effective tools for activism is the Montgomery bus boycott by Martin Luther King. It lasted 385 days. And at the end of that campaign, they were able to go on the buses. Rosa Parks stood up. You know, we have to boycott the system. There has to be peaceful protest and continued peaceful protest. This is what we have to do. We have to stand up in civil disobedience. And we have to have the agape love for even those criminals that are responsible for this mess. But that doesn't say that these people shouldn't be convicted or for their crimes, you know. So by implementing some of these tools, my friend, I think we can ensure freedom and that the globalist plan for martial law will never come to pass. And it's been a total waste of their time and money.
So hey, John, what do you think about all these young people? Most of them are young, so I'm going to call them young people out on Wall Street and the various other cities where they're gathering. What do you think about them?
Well, you know, I covered it for a network that I do some work with, and I went down there early. And at first I was like, wow, this is a good thing, it's a good thing, and I still believe it's a good thing. But then I was listening to Max Keiser. Max Keiser, like, where's their central demand? Well, I went back there and asked them for their central demand, and they had no central demand. They told me that they were just starting to formulate it, and maybe they had 9 demands. I realize that this Occupy Wall Street, I think the people that initially started this, that has something to do with a Boston think tank, some Serbian connection. I was interviewing Bob Chapman, and he talked about this connection from the same forces that took down Slobodan Milosevic in Yugoslavia, the same people that were early on the ground here. Now, I believe these people that started this had dubious reasons to do this, but I believe the majority of the people that are down there are either being usefully duped into a program that is not really beneficial for them, but I believe the masses of people truly want change, and certainly we need change. And if their core theory or demand is not to end the Federal Reserve Bank and to end these senseless wars that are just for profit, then there is no demands. If they don't demand the resignation of the Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke or the resignation of Timothy Geithner, then it's all for naught. Listen,
yeah.
Barack Obama is Wall Street. Wall Street got him elected. So I believe there are many well good intentioned people down there, but I believe this core idea was a subversive group from Serbia. And there's a great article on the web, you can read it, about this, and you can get it at Dr. Markow's website that talks about this. And even Bobby Chapman, a frequent guest of Johnny Stattmiller, talks about this. So I believe it's a good thing because people are waking up. It's an excellent opportunity for some people to wake up. But I would be careful of the underpinnings of this whole movement.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, I have to agree with you because when you listen to what these young kids are saying and they ask them, well, why are you here? And they can't articulate. Now, I know a lot of times people, when they're put on the spot, they're not sure of what to say. And, you know, they kind of just, you know, their mind goes blank momentarily, but nobody has a clear cohesive message. It was one young kid who I heard and he was talking about ending the Fed and he knew what the real deal was, but, you know, he was one out of thousands. Most of the others are just, you know, they think they're the hippie generation from the 1960s, and, you know, it's a love and it's a sit-in kind of a deal. I think to them it's more just to go and have a good time and hang out because it's the in thing to do, like going to Woodstock or something. It'll be something they think they're going to tell their grandchildren about, you know?
Absolutely. I had met one of the guys down there that was in the media area, and I was talking with him. He was arrested. And then I started to assess my conversation later on. I'm like, this guy was lying to me like you couldn't believe. You know, because both him and his lady friend that were down there, who I happened to interview, the guy who was arrested, my question is, when did you start to understand some of these things? And both of my parents were hippies, so we questioned the system from the very beginning. Mm-hmm. You know, it just didn't jive. There were some people, especially those people that are working in these so-called general assemblies. Come on, general assemblies? This reminds me of the United Nations. And do I need to remind people who helped found the United Nations, Alger Hiss, a known Soviet spy?
Yeah, yeah.
Research from, I was reading an article off of AMP Status, this guy Yachman Moram. I started looking and researching up this guy. Turns out this guy lived in an Israel kibbutz. And
hold on, hold on, Johnny, because I'm vaguely hearing the cue music. We're going to be going to break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes, everybody. Oh, okay. Well, I'm hearing something. They're telling me I must be hearing things. I'm having auditory hallucinations, I guess. Well, now I'm hearing the cue music. John in New York, hang on. Arthur in Georgia, I'll come to you. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. This is The Unsolicited Opinion, and my name is Maggie Rodden. Don't go away.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. You're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. The call-in number today is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. You can find Republic Broadcasting Network on Facebook. Republic Broadcasting Network is what you look for. You can find us on Twitter at RBN Live. You can advertise your business or service here on this network, which would be a very wise thing to do. Call us at 800-724-2719 to make that happen. 800-724-2719. If you're into snail mail, you can send us a missive via snail mail. The address is 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can make a donation to the cause of freedom and liberty. And the way to do that, you can go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. You can send us something in the mail. You can do anything you'd like. Just do something. Please, don't sit on the sidelines. I can't take it anymore. I'm going to, like, go postal here soon. I'm not kidding. Anyway, listen, I want to say hello to everybody out there who's listening, especially to everyone who is listening on our latest station, which is KHFX, 1140 AM in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Hello, everybody down there in Texas. In the rest of the country, all around the world. I'm glad you're listening. It says you got something between your ears. So anyway, Johnny, you want to finish making your point, please? I don't know. I think you're still on with me. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm still on with you, sister.
All right, kid.
Yeah, it's can you hear me there?
Yes, I can.
Good. Yeah, I'll finish up so you can get to the next caller. You know, basically this has been organized by a Serbian outfit, and it's called the Center for Applied Non-Action and Strategies. It's called Canvas, okay? And the name of the group is called OPTER, okay? And it's got its field operative office in Belgrade. And OPTER, the English word means rebellion, okay? And they're working within a think tank up in Boston. There's a professor named Gene Sharp who basically wrote documents about this stuff and helped bring this about. So you really have to look at this and look at it with clear eyes. And understand.
Yeah.
So all I can say, my people and my brothers and sisters, is to be of good cheer, because God has overcome, and he's going to give us wisdom, and he's going to help bless this network as it continues to do great work, bring it to the AM and the FM stations. So I applaud John Stadmiller and you, Maggie, for some great work. Keep up the good work, and keep enlightening and educating the people.
Well, I'll keep smacking them around a little bit, so... Thanks, John. I appreciate it. And what's that website again you mentioned where they can find this? What's the website again so people who are listening can take a look?
It was right off of rents.com, and if you scroll down, you'll see Henry Markow's website. This is an article written by a Richard Evans, and basically he says that this is a COINTELPRO, a counterintelligence program.
I gotcha.
And
okay.
Harvard professor up there, or this Boston professor, had wrote a paper called Dictatorship to Democracy. And it was basically was funded through the Albert Einstein Institution. A very great article, will help people gather. So you go to rents.com, you scroll down the left side, you come to Henry Markow, who's a great Jewish inventor of a game called Scruples. And he's a doctor of literature, and he is now a Christian man, has exposed the Zionist problem. And he had this article by Richard Evans, great article that I have in front of me, that talks about this professor, Gene Sharp, who wrote this paper, Dictatorship to Democracy.
Okay.
And very good stuff, and you'll see the proof's in the pudding. So
all right, kiddo.
My friend, but be active and continue to educate yourself and your neighbors. Be blessed.
Take care. We've got about another minute, Bill, before we hit the 60-second break. You got any comments?
Yeah, I think people need to look back. This idea of democracy is so destructive. It certainly was not the intent of the framers. Benjamin Rush akin to mobocracy.
Hang on. The cue music, which I am hearing, I'm not hearing things. I'm really hearing something. It's the cue music. We'll be back in 60 short seconds. Don't go away. Arthur in Georgia, I'll grab you when we come back. Hang in there, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion.